Hey, it's Kathy. Before we get into today's episode, I have something so cool to tell you about. I'm kicking off a free training. It's a free 5-day abundance activation challenge. It starts on May 6th, and I'll be going live every day with you to give you the practical tools that you need to become a master manifester and create more abundance in your life. If you're curious about manifesting and elevating your vibration to start attracting more abundance, if you want tools you can use to tap into the high vibe energy at the drop of a hat, or you're simply seeking truth and joy in life, this challenge is designed for you. I'll be covering the practices and tools to tune your vibration, claim your worth, and co-create with the universe. It's just going to be so much fun. This is the thing that I have been most excited to put together, and I have been working on this behind the scenes really for the last 2 years, and it's finally here. And if you wanted to just do a deep dive into all the spiritual and all the energetic tools that really you can use that are right here, that are within you, that will allow all these incredible gifts that are hidden in plain sight already to start being a part of your life. I'm so excited for this. We always have so much fun, but this is actually something I've been working on for over 2 years, and it's finally here. So save your spot now. You can sign up for free at kathyheller.com/5-day, and that's the number 5. Hey guys, it's Kathy. So welcome to one of our mini episodes. We are going to be bringing you a daily dose. I want to be here with you every day. I want to be that one person who's always in your life to bring you home to yourself, to give you that little bit of the break in the clouds, to show you, yes, you do belong here. No, you're not broken. And yes, you're needed. And I'm hoping that each day, there'll be something that I have to share with you that will encourage you, that will inspire you, that will make you feel less alone. So I'm really excited because I'm going to be doing a 5-day free workshop. Have any of you ever come to any of my free 5-day challenges? I love spending this time with you guys because I know you listen to the podcast, but then we get to actually hang out and it's really fun. And I'm there. I'm all in. You know how I teach is I don't usually over prepare. I don't have any scripts. There's no slideshows. It's not like this big webinar. It's just me and you, open heart, just dropped in and giving you the best of what I have to give. And so we're going to be spending 5 days together. It's free. You can sign up at kathyheller.com/challenge. This one is called Your Soul's Calling. And for 5 days, we're going to talk about what is it that you are being called to do here. I do believe that everyone has been given a divine assignment. All of us, each one of us is needed to make the world complete. It's like a puzzle. And if any one of us is missing, that puzzle doesn't actually become whole. And so it's my mission to empower every person that I could possibly connect with to show you clearly that there is something inside of you that never was, never will be. And so we will spend 5 days together and talk about how do you identify it? How do you have the courage to act on it? And how do you take it and live into that potential and step into your greatness? So come join me for 5 days. It's going to start June 7th, but you can sign up now. Go to kathyheller.com/challenge. It's going to be amazing. So here's what was on my heart today. Let's take a listen. So I'm feeling really lit up and filled with love and so much gratitude right now. I want to tell you a little story of what happened. So my daughter Maddie, she's 4, she cut her toe. We were at the pool today and she cut her toe and it was bleeding and it was gushing blood and we couldn't get it to stop. And we had someone come over who knows first aid and she tried to help and applied some pressure, and after like 20-30 minutes we couldn't get the bleeding to stop. So we called a doctor to come, and so the doctor came to our hotel, and she was so loving to Maddie. She, every time she would like touch her foot, she would also like hold her foot or stroke her foot, and she just had this way about her. She was just oozing with love, and she took good care of her, and she got everything to stop bleeding, and she put an antibiotic on it, and she just took really like such good care of her, and she kept touching her little face, and I said to her, "You're so loving. You must have had such loving parents." And she said, "Yeah, I guess you could say that." And I asked her more about herself. I said, "Do you meditate?" Because she's so calm. And she said, "Yeah." She said, "I meditate every day." She said, I grew up in Pakistan and I was taught to do that." And I said, "Oh, you know, like we need to do that here." And she was telling me, because my older daughter was watching her iPad,
she was telling me, like, in our culture, you know, like, kids watching the TV, it's, like, so stressful. And she said also the coffee shops on every corner makes people so caffeinated and stressed out. And we were talking about the way that she was raised. Her mother used to tell her to, like, drink tea at night or even, like, warm up some milk and meditate when she wakes up and when she goes to sleep. And she was telling me so much about this, and I was just, like, so enraptured in the conversation. And she's from Pakistan, and she's Muslim, and we were talking about how important it is to sort of raise your kids with meditation and the abilities to self-soothe. And we just had this beautiful conversation, and she said that, you know, it's so stressful when you wake up in the morning and the first thing you do is check your email. And she said, or you check worse than your email. You check social media and you see what's going on in the world. And she said, and people, you know, sort of talk about things in such stressful ways. And she's a doctor. So she said, you know, it was, you know, with COVID, everything was so amplified. And with the wars right now around the world, everything's so amplified. And the way that cultures are painted, everything's so amplified. And here we were, you know, I'm a Jewish girl and she's a Muslim woman, and we're having these conversations, and she was just like such a, her resonance was just like a bell, just like love. And I just loved her, you know. And before she left, you know, I asked her, I said, oh, you know, like, I want to take a picture with you. And she said, yeah. And I said, you know, I wish that this kind of quality of goodness and love and the way that we're talking, I wish that the whole world could just be enveloped in love. I wish that everybody was meditating every day. I wish that, I don't know if you know this, but the studies have shown now that if you spend 10 minutes in the morning opening your heart, if you spent 10 minutes every morning going into an open-hearted state, compassion, gratitude, love, you open your heart, they can actually measure this. Your energy extends at that point by nine meters wide. So you actually become like a greater field of energy. You actually have more energy at that point. Not only that, but if they check your blood levels, you actually produce immunoglobulin A, which means that that's like sort of a natural antibiotic. And so what they found is that if they checked your blood levels by the end of the day, if you spent 10 minutes in an open-hearted state of gratitude, compassion, love in the morning, you would still have that elevated level in your blood in the evening. So it's like getting a flu shot every day, which is unbelievable. But it also just widens your energy footprint, right? And that's when you are so much more of a magnet. And earlier today, I posted in my Instagram that what we desire, it's that possibility is already completed. That's already there. It's already there. And this is where we need to go, right? Like when you see people wrapped up in a lower vibration, when people are in a state of fear or people are in a state of hate or whatever you're seeing, as long as you're not responding right in that vibration won't affect you. So when we stay in an elevated state, you stay in love, you stay in goodness. And you know, I'm gonna be as unrelenting as I can in my own life, you know, to try to continue to share from an open-hearted place. But one thing that was just so beautiful is that I saw an incredible amount of images today from many places, people who want so much peace in the world. But I saw a beautiful gathering of many, 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 many humans, Jews and Muslims and Christians gathered in Israel, who were just like talking about how much that they want peace and coexistence. And I don't know if that makes the news, but I think that that is so darn beautiful. So I want to share it, and I'll post an image of it, because those are the types of things, you know, those are the types of things that we need to see. And I wish that someone could have been with me today, just even in this room, me and this doctor having this deep conversation about like what really matters, you know, about opening your heart and meditating and calming yourself when you wake up and setting your mind and setting your frequency. And when you go to sleep, same thing. So I think the answer is more love, more love, more compassion, like truly, truly, like saying, like, what would love do? Like every single day, like when you post, when you speak, what needs to be said, and how can you say it in a way that is going to stand for that possibility that love and goodness and peace is already, it's already there, right? And you know, sometimes, like when you're a parent, sometimes really loving your kid is, you know, saying, okay, you need to go to sleep. Sometimes really loving your sister or your friend, or your mom or your dad is saying, like, that hurts me, or that I can't, you know, I need this, or I have to go to sleep right now, setting a boundary, whatever it is. There are ways to be loving and also know that that's what's actually really loving, right? Is to honor something that you need to honor. But it has to come from that frequency of like true intentionality with there to be love and goodness. And I think if we all can work to really resonate from a frequency of love, I think that is felt. It's the same thing, like when I am talking to my children, if I do need to, for whatever reason, say no, or if I do need to, for whatever reason, say something that they might not want me to say, but I know it's what I need to say, if I'm coming from love, they feel it, and then they digest it in a different way, right? But if I'm just kind of, you know, saying something, and I'm not really standing firmly in what I know in that moment is for the highest good, then sometimes like we get into it back and forth, you know? So I was just thinking about that James Taylor song. You can play the game and you can act out the part, but you know it wasn't written for you. Tell me, how can you stand there with your foolish heart, ashamed of playing the fool? One thing can lead to another. It doesn't take any sacrifice. Oh, father and mother, sister and brother, if it feels nice, don't think twice. Shower the people you love with love and show them the way you feel. Things are gonna be just fine if we only will. You can run, but you cannot hide. This is widely known. What you're gonna do with your foolish pride when you're all by yourself alone? Once you tell somebody the way that you feel, you can feel it beginning to ease. I think it's true what they say about the squeaky wheel, always getting the grease. Better to shower the people you love in love and show them the way you feel. Things are gonna be much better if we only will. Do as I say. I love James Taylor and I love that song and I love you. And you know, love, as Rabbi Aaron says, he said, I once asked my wife, Hannah, why do you love me? And she said, I have no reason to love you. And he's like, what? What does that mean? And she said, if I loved you because of the reason, if I had a reason to love you, then it would be the reason I love you that I love you. She said, I love you, period. I love you not for a reason. I love you because I love you. And as I said, that's what love is. Love is a decision. It's a gift. You just give it to people. I remember walking in Beverly Hills to my doctor years ago. I went through all these years of fertility, so I knew this doctor's office very well. I used to go up to the same doctor's office all the time for these blood work appointments. And there was always this man, homeless man. He would stand outside, rain or shine, and just point to people and say, hey, you're a miracle. Bless you. Bless you. You're a miracle. Just showering people with love. Just such a high vibration. And one day, it was raining and I was walking from my doctor back to the car and I saw him and I handed him the only bill I had in my wallet, which was a $10 bill. And I thought, here you go. And And I walked away and I walked into the stairwell that was glass. And so as I walked up, I could see through the window, I could see him as I was walking up, and he was still talking to me like, "You're a miracle, you're a miracle." And as I'm walking up the stairwell, I see this other man approaching this man, and this other man looked like, you know, he was really struggling. He was walking on crutches and also appeared to be homeless. And the man I just gave $10 to turns to this other man and he says, "Hey, here you go, man. You're a miracle. Have a blessed day." And I just started crying. I was like, you know, he didn't hesitate. And that $10, he had it in his hand for 35 seconds. He gave it away like that, right? So what could we do to wake up every day and ground ourselves in an open heart? To spend 10 minutes really breathing into compassion and love and goodness. What might that do to make your own day better, to affect your immune system, and to possibly make the world better?
All right. Well, I hope you guys are going to enjoy these mini episodes. If there's something that you need to hear, if there's a question that you have, if there's a certain particular way that I can support you, please feel free to DM me on Instagram at Kathy.Heller. I'm here for you. I'm here to remind you with complete certainty that it is absolutely possible for you to get paid to do what you love, for you to feel that feeling of purpose and contribution in your life every day, because you were put here, you were assigned to share with the world that which is uniquely yours. And so if there is any way that I can help support you, please let me know. In the meantime, I'll be bringing you these daily doses and hoping that that makes a difference. I love you so much. If this is helpful, please share it on your Instagram. Please text it to somebody. Let's keep spreading the love and helping people to show up more in this life with the magic that they were given.